USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is reacting to the news in the Inspector General's report.
Incredible. Far worse than I would have ever thought possible. And it's an embarrassment to our country. It's dishonest. It's everything that a lot of people thought it would be, except far worse.
That report also found that the FBI relied upon the Steele dossier in obtaining a FISA warrant against one-time Trump campaign advisor Carter Page. As the House impeachment hearing continues on Capitol Hill and the House Judiciary Committee, Georgia Republican Congressman Doug Collins has one question.
Where's Adam? It's his report. His name. Mr. Goldman, you're a great attorney, but you're not Adam Schiff, and you don't wear a pen.
Schiff has led the impeachment investigation of President Trump, and instead of appearing before Congress himself, sent his staff. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've been telling you for quite some time how MyPillow has given me the best sleep I've ever had with my MyPillow Deluxe Pillow. Well, now, through the Radio Listener Special, there's a lot of things you can save through the MyPillow Radio Listener Special, but the best deal now is a buy one, get one free offer on the Deluxe MyPillow Premium Pillows. Pick up a MyPillow right now, and yourself and a loved one. Best way to do it. And guess what? We've talked about the 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee, but orders placed between October 15th and December 25th will have their 60-day money-back guarantee extended through March 1st, 2020. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 for the buy one, get one free special. Two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one with that extended warranty. Do it now.
Pro-life groups are pleased at this news out of the nation's highest court. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
The U.S. Supreme Court has said it will not take up a challenge to the state of Kentucky's strict abortion law. The justices declining to hear an appeal to that law, which requires doctors to perform ultrasounds and show fetal images to women who request an abortion. The American Civil Liberties Union says it's extremely disappointed in the Monday denial by the High Court, saying that it's a law that's unconstitutional and deeply unethical. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
First Lady Melania Trump is helping spread holiday cheer. Melania was at Joint Base Anacostia Bowling in Washington, D.C., for the annual Marine Toys for Tots program. She joined dozens of people helping collect and separate toys for children in need this holiday season. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The FBI confirms it's operating under the assumption that Friday's deadly shooting by a Saudi gunman at a Pensacola naval base is an act of terrorism. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more on the story.
The 21-year-old Second Lieutenant Mohammed El Samrani was shot and killed by a sheriff's deputy after the shooting rampage at the Pensacola Naval Station that left three people dead. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said the investigation was proceeding under the presumption that it was an act of terrorism. That has now been confirmed by FBI Special Agent in Charge Rachel Rojas.
This allows us to take advantage of investigative techniques that can help us more quickly identify and then eliminate any additional potential threats to the rest of our community.
El Samrani was among the thousands of members of foreign militaries who routinely received training here in the U.S. El Samrani left a social media trail condemning the U.S. and its support for Israel. I'm John Clemens.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer wants the FAA to finish a study involving legroom on airplanes. It was due in October, and the New York Democrat says without federal action, airlines could shrink the space between seats even more, although there are no facts to support his claim. And finally, it was back on this date in 1965 when A Charlie Brown Christmas, the first animated TV special featuring characters from the Peanuts comic strip by Charles Schulz, premieres on CBS. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.